Hello. Welcome to the Essence and Problem Solving blog/podcast. My name is Paul E. McMahon. The title of today's podcast is Incremental Essentialization, a Cost-Effective and Practical Value of Stealth Essence. For links to the references provided in this podcast, refer to the written version of the podcast found at my blog site, paulemcmahon.wordpress.com, or just click on the website link and then click on blog at the top of the page. So now let's get right into it. In my last blog/podcast, I explained a simple way to apply just the right amount of structure to fix a problem with or improve a culture by using the essence pattern to capture essentials. But how do you go about finding exactly which essentials rest at the heart of your current problem? I have in previous publications and blogs discussed why I use a stealth approach when applying essence with clients. Simply put, proving the value of essence by using it to help solve an actual problem is often the most practical way to get a client on board. But there is another good reason to take this approach as well. Many senior organizational leaders are simply not convinced that investing in essentializing all their existing practices will be worth the investment. This is where the stealth approach can help, because it can be used to uncover small opportunities leading to an incremental essentialization approach. Using this approach, you can prove out the value of essentialization to your client or your manager in a low-cost way. Let me give you an actual example from one of my client case studies. In one of my recent books, I tell the story of a client I refer to as Noro, where we allowed the development team to effectively discover their own best practices while working on an actual customer project. I make the point in this story that the approach seems totally upside down from what many of us have been taught with regard to proving out a well-defined, repeatable process before using it on a real client engagement. But as we learned at Noro, by allowing the team to discover what worked best for them, we achieved rapid buy-in of key practices by the full team. The reason this worked was because we were careful to make continual and small incremental improvements. This substantially reduced the risk related to any single practice change. After we had proven out the new behaviors, many related to testing practices, I then was asked by my client to document the new or modified practices that the team had proven worked effectively. When I captured these practices, I used an essentialization approach, ensuring that the behaviors that were essential for success were clearly highlighted for other team members to learn and follow in the future. This approach, that includes waiting to formally describe your practices until after you have proven they work, may sound upside down, but it worked effectively at Noro. And more important, Noro didn't need to commit a large budget to essentialize all their practices at the same time. Rather, at Noro, we essentialized the highest priority practices that we knew would give the organization payback because we had already proven it on a real project. If your organization isn't ready to commit to essentializing all your practices, consider taking the stealth approach to identifying incremental improvement opportunities. Once you have identified the essential improvements needed and proven they work, convincing your senior leaders to commit the budget to further practice essentialization will become a much easier road to navigate. Feedback is encouraged, and you can provide that feedback at my blog site. That's paulemcmahon.wordpress.com. Thank you.